this is The Weekly Green, and I'm Gretchen.
This week I'm talking with Hillary Eshelman. Hillary has some great tips for us on natural cleaning products. And Hillary, why do you think natural cleaning products are better for the environment?
First of all, we don't have to deal with a bunch of chemicals going down the drain, which is always helpful. Also, we don't have to deal with packaging, which is great, and less shipping of products across huge oceans could be helpful.
Mm-hmm. Less air pollution, too, yes. I think. With less chemicals comes less air pollution. So what kind of natural home cleaning products do you use?
The first one that got me started was laundry soap. It really seems to be the least invasive. People don't freak out. They don't really even notice, you know. Pretty much the only person doing the laundry is the one who notices. And it's a really easy recipe. It's a cup of borax, a cup of washing soda, and a grated bar of Fels naphtha soap or Dr. Bronner's, some sort of natural soap product usually grated in there. And then you just mix it up and you literally use one tablespoon for a load of laundry. It works wonderfully with high efficiency washers and two tablespoons for heavy loads. And then I use white vinegar as my rinse for a softener. Instead of a softener, I use white vinegar. So I think if, you know, a good way to get started is to go down to your local Food City. There are six products that I use over and over again in my home cleaning. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. White vinegar, borax, washing soda, bar soap, like I said, Dr. Bronner's or a Fels naphtha, baking soda. And then also if you have hard water, salt is very helpful. So in that laundry soap recipe, if you have hard water, I would recommend you also put in a cup.
Does that soften your clothes?
It does. Mm-hmm.
Scouring powder. What do you use for scouring powder? Because I have used baking soda and borax and a little essential oil in there.
Yes, essential oils are also a lovely little luxury. I might experiment with making my own essential oils this year because our garden is so big. I wanted to try out basil and mint. I guess you can distill them with olive oil, or witch hazel, which sounds very interesting to me. But again, like you just said, those were two ingredients that if you had these six on hand, you could start to experiment a little bit with different ways to clean your house. And then eventually, once the old products run out, you may not even need them. You know, I do clean my whole house with these six products usually.
Do you have a website that you like for
yes.
home cleaning products?
Wellnessmama.com is a great website.
Thanks for listening to The Weekly Green, produced and recorded in Tucson, Arizona.